Thank you for the strength is given to praise him. To fulfill Isaiah 43, verse 21, that the people created for himself
would
declare his praise. You thank him for he's enabled you to do it when he's given his spirit, for not by power, not by might, but by the spirit of God, as in Zechariah 4:6. Tell him, Lord, thank you.
Enable
me praise and worship you. I thank you.
And
your life and your heart, you thank him. When
you've
been in all praise and all worship, all the gospel songs, the songs of praise and worship, you've done it with all your life, with all your strength. Thank him, say, Lord, thank you. Fulfill upon me Nehemiah 8 and the verse 10. You rejoice, lose power for me. You lose the power. I move doing good and heal all oppressed by Satan, as our Lord Jesus did in the Acts 10 verse 38. Tell him, Lord,
that
this year by end of it and I've turned to another man, that glorious creature you want, that we can show your praise, as in the first Samuel chapter
10
verse 5 to 6. Join on the instruments and the praise and give prophecy, and we are turned to other creatures, people glorious, people who are chosen and they are not honorable. God changes us, he turns us to special people after committing ourselves, not be conformed to this world. As it says Romans 12, the verse 1 to 4,
that
we are not conformed to this world,
but
we transform our minds renewed
in
the expression of wisdom, the wisdom in the word.
You
thank him, say, Father, I thank you, Father above all the heavens. I thank you, our Lord Jesus. I thank you, the Holy Spirit, for you upheld me this evil day. Your churches, your holy ones, your body Christ,
and
some parts are departing from you. Me, I am there. Unto your eye, I am the form of your eye, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining me. And you don't let me get destroyed.
And
I don't appear in the other churches. Those in Revelation
2,
where they got the witness Antipas, where there is the throne of Satan, and see where you bring me where your throne.
And
I hear your great words. If it there brought me, Father, you best above the heavens, teaching priest on the first level. I am here, Lord, that teach me. Father, I'm here to teach me. As
promised
Isaiah 48:17, you go teach to prophets,
and
show the way we have to go, and you lead us in this. Thank you for teaching us, and you direct us, and again you lead us.
It's
not a teacher like you, Father.
Read
of you in Job chapter 36 verse 26, that you're great, no teacher who is like you. Who am I to be blessed?
However,
will you tell him, who am I to be blessed? Come in the castle of your
words
and you teach me, you Father, me. Me, Lord, thank you.
I've
gone me close. Teach me those great things. Pass the heavenly journey. Bring the book of remembrance. Thank you, Father.
You
Jesus says, thank you. Thank you, teaching priest on the second level. God, the Word, and the Son, who is in the third heaven.
2
Corinthians 12, the verse 1 to 4. He says there rule heaven and earth, as Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20.
If
men be with us, you teach us, you thank the Lord. Jesus telling him, who am I be your disciple in these last days? Who am I you teach?
Oh,
high priest on the second level. Hebrews 4
in
the verse 14 and to 16, you pass all I pass through the day.
No,
how you can help me to sit in your counsel of your word, to hear them, to believe them, to perceive them, and to preach others. Thank you, High Priest, on the second level, God the Word, and the Son Jesus Christ. You thank much the Holy Spirit. You thank much God the Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, who is on the third level, the teaching priest. He's right on this earth. And the Lord was going in the John 14 and 15 and 26,
he
said, not leave us open. He said, when the Spirit will come, whether
we
have forgotten, he will remind us,
he will
teach many others.
You
thank Holy Spirit, say thank you. Thank you for anointing me. Thank you for anointing teaching that which learns
and
which can teach. But the anointing learning is there to teach. Thank you, thank you. You thank him, for you are one of those, the mega preparation of God. Thank you, God, nation disciples. Though others are not become, you have reached somewhere, and the Spirit has done it. You are no more just a follower.
The
follower knows nothing, but a disciple, and they know something. If you've understood much, you thank the Holy Spirit. Teaching priest on the third level,
and
you thank his helpers, including the holy angels, angel Gabriel, Daniel 10, verse 9 and 21.
Angel
Gabriel told Daniel, let me tell you the scriptures, read the scriptures of the truth. Thank Holy Spirit for angels who serve us, and you thank him for the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, and the teachers in the world, who are moving God,
who
will be the Holy Spirit to make us disciples of whom God the Father, of him the Son, our Lord Jesus.
You
take your seat slowly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
thank much the Father Almighty
for
his command he's helped us to fulfill, praising and worshiping him. Spirit, as we are led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness and in truth of the word, the Holy Scriptures. Again, we want to move on and we hear great words from him in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Let me help you there. You move, greet your brethren. Greet that your brethren.
And
wish them the much light from God, that of knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Now we want to move on again with the third heaven. Yes. You first check the book of your brethren and you see whether they are right in the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Proof that they have a book where they are going to write as the disciple of our Lord Jesus. Yes. Tell them Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20,
we
have a great commission, make all nations disciples. But disciples, they first get to be taught, and they are committed to these words because of faithfulness. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. These words commit to faithful people who will be able to teach others. Now, in that way,
you
sat in the council of God's words, Jeremiah 23, verse 18, and you perceive them well.
We marking them,
you mark them in your book. that you get to understand them. Then fulfill Jeremiah 23:22. You declare them to others. You make all nations disciples. The Holy Spirit is to write in these four books. You as the inward man. Your heart, even in your mind,
then
it reminds you the point you will have forgotten.
He
fulfills then John 14, verse 26. When he comes, he will remind you all.
He
will not remind you something you never learned. No. Wants to remind you what you've forgotten, but you learned it before.
And
when he brings book of remembrance in the world, he reminds us things which were both supposed to be, as they will be forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want to move on with the third heaven and the throne of God in the midst of the paradise of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are still moving on. To differentiate the type of trees, those in the paradise of God. Yes. We first saw the tree of life as in Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and we saw the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Just
to remind, with two type of trees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then move on to see the fullness of that heaven. But we've come off with you. You've been with us in the heavenly journey. As we move from this, our planet Earth,
in
those images you see the planet Earth, it's where we move from. Our planet Earth and its fullness, spoken in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. And this Job was with the sons of men, rejoicing over his habitable earth. That's the planet we begin the heavenly journey. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who were, we who are today, even those going to come, to the coming of our Lord Jesus. It's the journey of salvation. 1 Timothy 6:7. He said, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. Here on this earth, it's where we move to go back. 1 Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. Off somewhere we came from. And Philippians 3:20 say, because our citizenship is in heaven, so we came here as spirits, and we are given bodies on this earth. According to Ecclesiastes 12:7, that the body will return to the dust, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. So we have our heavenly journey, me and you, those who were, we who are here today, even those going to come, to the coming back of our Lord Jesus. It's the journey of salvation. It's why we were brought in this world, that we can align ourselves. We return home in heaven. Not many have been able to reach, because no one reminds them of that journey. But we are blessed. The book of reminding us the heavenly journey. It came for us in the full knowledge of God International Ministries, based in Uganda, called for the nations.
And
then we take it to all nations. when we move out from this planet ours, and we see other nine planets with their fullness. As
the
nine planets, as you say in the image here, we align them that you can count them. Even though they have the rightful appearance which we shall release, other nine planets and their fullness. God speaks of them much in the Second Kings. Chapter 23, verse 5. That there are people who even worshipped them. And they saw perhaps them too are gods. Including Mercury and Jupiter. Yes.
In
Acts 14, verse 14 and below. There are those who thought that perhaps Jupiter, they are gods. But those planets, we saw them. And we shall move to see them. After we move ahead in the kingdom of the stars, in the kingdom of the moon, the stars, the sun, and the stars, even the clusters, yes, they are in the firmament of heaven. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 up to 17. You know, when you see the moon and the sun and the stars, you might think they are within the planet Earth. You first move out of the planet Earth and you pass other nine planets and you begin on the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, right in the firmament of the heaven. We saw their lives, and we saw their works, and we saw their names, their number, their size. How you missed Mashu who was not here. But you can go on our channels. Yes.
www.focusofgod.com.
You find all the other medias there. And you see those messages. Yes, in the kingdom of the stars, right there is where we saw hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit. Hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit. In the kingdom of the stars, Revelation 9 verse 1 and 2, when you open up hell officially, the sun, moon and the stars, they no more give their lives because of the smoke which cometh from hell. It's called the prison of God. For in prison rebellious spirits there, of the mankind, even those of the fallen angels, including Satan.
In 1
Peter chapter 3 verse 18 unto 21, hell is called the prison of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in Luke 16, verse
23 to 25,
he's called the bottomless pit, and still it's a prison.
You
don't allow spirits of those rebellious people return on this world.
And
Satan is not the one in charge of the prison of God, held the bottomless pit. Because God, how can he get the prison? And we're imprisoned the thieves who came to steal, kill and destroy. They are led by Satan himself. In the John 10 verse 10. And give them to lead that prison. No. The angel in charge of hell is called Abaddon. Revelation 9 verse 11. They work with death. Yes.
Revelation chapter 6, verse
8.
Death gets spirits from these bodies, from the sinners,
and
hands them to Abaddon of the chains, take them to bottomless pit, hell, the prison of God. There are many things upon it that we saw, and we shall move to keep seeing it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We saw principalities. The main base of the devils in the kingdom of the stars. In Obadiah chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Where they base to commit spiritual wickedness. They don't allow you lift a head and understand things of heaven. And they say one who bewitches in the storied house. They are right in the space up there. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12, he saw we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. They bewitch us right from up there. And you don't look to things of heaven again, and exchange gospel of heavens on this earth. Have you understood me well?
Now
when we enter spiritual warfare, we strike them very well. You know, in the Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21, he said, our citizenship heavens,
and
we await the Savior come from there. And we say, we look to him. We look to things of heaven, where the Savior will come to change us to be in the glory like his. Don't allow you lift a head. Yes. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18-21. Don't allow any person lift a head. It understands things of heaven. But me, I thank the Lord. What about you?
Wow.
Me, I lift the head, move to above all the heavens. What about you? Wow. And then we headed on to heaven. The first created heaven. The last created heaven. The blue heaven we see. It's far high from the earth. Yes. Isaiah 55 verse 9. As the heavens is far high from the earth.
Now
when you see up on the mountain,
you
see as if the heaven is resting sleeping on a mountain. You go there, you see that it's not there. When you move out of planet Earth and you don't see it. When you pass other 9 planets, you don't see it. When you pass kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars,
and
clusters in the firmament of heaven, and you don't see it, it's far high. The scientists say that no,
we
don't see heavens with the telescopes. Let's call it the universe. And they change some Bibles, they say
in the beginning God created the
universe, and they removed the heavens from there.
Come in the beginning, God created the sky.
Others say, Murubereberi mukama yatonda wengula. Yes. Some Bibles speak that. Others say, in the beginning, God created one heaven. But the blue heaven, you see, it's the fourth at creation. It was the last created heaven. Genesis 1 verse 6 to 8. It was the last to be created. But God did not create one heaven. He created a total of 4 heavens. That's why when you read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14, you'll see the heaven and heaven. Heaven plus heaven. That was like what? 2. And the heavens
of
heavens,
a guru ne guru,
heaven and heaven.
Heaven and heaven, ugamba, eguru, gatake.
Heaven and heaven means heaven plus heaven.
Agameka.
How many are those?
Of,
of means kubisamu. Multiply.
Of heavens.
Of heavens multiplied by two. How many are those?
Scriptures,
we saw you who was not with us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we understood that in the realm below, God created there the first created heaven, the last created heaven that you see. Again, in the realm above, we have there three other heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
that's what is called the kingdom of heaven. In there are three heavens. Yes. It is called the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those are in the, that Bible which you have.
But
I wanted us to first converse after coming from the praise and recap where the, we've brought the journey slowly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we reach right in the rim above, there are three heavens. Yes. We have there the first created heaven, the rim above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Right here, all the holy ones and the angels, they live there. Yes. Hebrews chapter 12,
22-23.
We will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's
in the first created heaven, the realm above. Why we prove that? Because in Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 12, mostly verse 12, there are ladders which appear come from the door of the fourth created heaven, the blue heaven you see, and they touch the earth. Angels descending and ascending upon them. As they go where? In the first created heaven, the realm above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. We saw many things on that city. Almost we saw them for 2 months, 2 to 3 months. The beauty which is there. And we ascended to the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find four living creatures. Yes.
And
when we read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1, he said that heavens opened up. The fourth created heaven is the rim below, and the first created heaven in the rim above, and then he reached into the second created heaven in the rim above. He saw four living creatures. Ezekiel the chapter 1 verses 3 up to 5. He saw the four living creatures.
Now,
these are store of spirits. We all the spirits,
those
flesh, whether of the heavens or the earth,
spirit
we are gotten from there all the time. God already created them, they are just picked from there. That's why you see that.
I
told you first Timothy 6 verse 7, we brought nothing on this world, we shall go back with nothing. As who? As the spirits. We came from that second created heaven. Their spirits are gotten from there, and God gives them on this earth in different places. Ecclesiastes 12:7, he said, the body will turn to the dust, the spirit will turn to God who gave it. Why say he gave it and never say who created it? For he created it already. Now we just give this go to Africa, this to Asia.
Amen.
Are we together? Now we just speak and he gives out. These to go in animals. These are the insects. These are the birds. Everybody which is there, if it has not a spirit, it is dead. That's James 2 verse 26. Store of spirits. Up to now, they are coming. I want to quickly preach the gospel. And they finish in the four living creatures. And the end will come. Because Revelation 6, verse 9 to 11, is still holding us. The Holy One riot on the altar of God. How long will you not judge the world? Wait, number of your brethren to be finished. They are still there in the four living creatures. God see the world gets more corrupted. You reduce the number of children who come. Lest the elects are taken.
Now,
why spread the gospel everywhere? That we prepare the elect and get lost. Yes. Now that second heaven in the rim above, where there are four living creatures, store of spirits of creations, given bodies in different seasons. And there also we find mountains of the two great mountains of brass. One is father, another mother, of mountains and hills, filled of the instruments of God and the voices, all the praising and the worship, which smells the fragrance of knowledge and the milk in the word. The vanishing of the beautiful flowers smell the aroma. Who was not here? How you missed much. But you can search us on our channels. www.focusofgod.com. You find other media.
Facebook,
YouTube,
Twitter
and the others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we move to the third heavens. We move and reached far in our heavenly journey. We are in the third heavens, the rim above, and the throne of God, in the midst of the paradise of God. The heaven spoken in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. You know, it's hard to say that I have the third heaven when you don't have the first, you don't have the second. How then have you counted?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And there we proved that the paradise of God in the third heaven, still it's the garden of God, called the Garden of Eden. It was then so easy. It was so easy in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 1:23, he says, accept a power my spirit on you. You cause you to understand my words. We look to the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2 verse 7. One who will overcome, give them to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In the midst of the paradise of God. As read in the Genesis 2 in the verse 9. In the midst of the garden, he planted the tree of life. Now, and the paradise of God in the third heavens, it's the same as the garden of God, known as the Garden of Eden. That I prove is not on this world. Yes. There is no found in Mesopotamia,
around Iraq.
As some people say, we've understood many things. All those, you still remember them?
The
apostle has his booklet, he reads through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anytime we reached above all the heavens, and they will pass you through all as you've come. See them. When you reach the planet, they make you look through to above all the heavens. And they run at speed. Now the head runs speedily. In it, it has a processor. Not machine. The processor of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So after we understood that the paradise of God in the third heaven is the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden, we moved on to get proof. And we were asked the two cherubim put to guard the way to the tree of life. Where are they? Even the flaming turning swords to guard the way to the tree of life. Because in Genesis chapter 3:23-24, they were put in the way to there. But two prophets besides me, the third, they're in the Bible here. They say, we saw the cherubim in heaven. Yes. According to Hebrews chapter 8, in the verse 5, Israelites served copies of things in heaven as God commanded Moses to make them. It's where he made the cherubim. According to Exodus chapter 25, starting from verse 16 and below, Prophet Ezekiel, he told us they are in heaven. According to Ezekiel 10 verse 1, he said that he saw two cherubim, the master sit there, the firmament above their heads.
And
that firmament is a mystery. Genesis chapter 1 verse 8. The firmament above heads of the cherubim. God called it heaven. And they appear to be in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to see the turning swords. The flaming turning sword. And we saw the angel who has it in the book of Numbers, chapter 22. Yes. What was the verse? You are not in that class. Where were you? Tell us, it was which verse?
Okay.
You will read it. Angel holding the sword stand in the way to God. Now here is the angel of death and hell. Because Revelation chapter 6 verse 8, he said, I saw one sat on the pale horse. His name is called Death, and hell moves with him, and they were given a sword. Yes. The sword to cut off life. Death has to unclothe you lest you live long on this earth. If you didn't align yourself with God, the world of hell has to take you more with the sword of fire. You head on to the hellfire, to the day of judgment. There are many things we saw, and we moved to see things of the trees, those in the paradise of God.
Yes.
We began with the tree of life. You are not here? Who was not here? Check your neighbor. Were you here as we saw things of those trees? The four type of trees. those found in the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven. Give them Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Tell them there is the tree of life. And that is God the Word. What we know as God the Son. Jesus Christ. Tell them he is the true vine. John 15 verse 1. And this vine, when you eat of it, it's life. John 14 verse 6. He is the way, the truth, and the life. In John chapter 6, 25-63, one who eats of him will not taste death. We saw many mysteries there. Me with you, if anyone who hears us, you've heard them, you can look for those topics, how they were, and you move to be taught. Now we began the tree brought problems to us. That brought problems to the mankind. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. The midst of the paradise of God. So we are told it's a tree of light. Of knowledge. And which discerns between good and evil. It's the tree of the Word of God. God the Word. And is the Son Jesus Christ. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Every time they speak of knowledge, they speak of light. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and the verse 6 and 7. God commanded light of knowledge shine in darkness. Now that light of knowledge discerns between good and evil. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, up to verse 19. He said before us good and evil, life and death. But this life, light is what can discern it for us. Yes. That tree. That's why in Psalms 119, verse 105, the Word of God is the lamp and the light. The Word in John 1:14, clothed flesh. We saw him as the Son. Came back in the John 15 and is the true vine. We see this man. It's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. See, when he came on the world to die for us, he moved to differentiate between good and evil. And light which comes shines in the world. Those topics, I cut them in the summary. Those who started say we started detail. But I see processor was still moving on, working. There are men who called the machine of Jesus. Hallelujah. I think me, I'm the machine of the Father. I leave others be machines of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we together? We saw the sin of wanting to become God. That called the sin of Adam. Because in Genesis 3, verses 1 to
4,
Satan deceived man. He told him, the day you will eat of it, you will be as God. So the sin was of wanting to become God. For Satan was the first within it. In Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 1 to 3, he planted his heart as God. In Isaiah 14, verse 9 to 17, Lucifer promised himself to be like the Most High. He wanted to front us, see how they beat us. Telling us we shall not die. And we saw the type of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Those we ate by believing. by believing the lies of Satan. According to Proverbs 8, verse 18 and verse 19, the fruits of the durable riches, righteousness and honor, those of God is what we wanted to take over.
Hallelujah.
And we saw the way we died. As they removed from us the heavenly body. Given the body of death. You know, when we read in the Genesis, chapter 3, verses 3 to 7, their eyes were immediately changed. And they saw they are naked. But what happened? They were removed from the heavenly body. And they were given the body of death. For the mystery we saw, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50 to 53, that in a twinkle of an eye they had been changed. And according to Romans 7:23 to 24,
who
deliver me from this body of death, he ended in the body of death, that called the outward man. We as the spirit, the inward man, we are changed, given this body of death. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, we there grown before we unclothe this, we be given the one from heaven. After we first believe Jesus Lord and is our Savior,
from
first get saved from the side of Satan to return to God, and we get born again in the Christ Jesus, we restore the heavenly body and remain feed its food of the word, lest it dies again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? We saw the problems of the body of death. We began differentiate between the body of death, the body of hell, and the heavenly body. When we reach the body of death, we
were
told it's the body of the angel called the angel of death. He made it himself. Romans 7:10-24, deliver me from the body of death.
And
we saw death, one who owns it. Revelation chapter 6 verse 8, I saw one sitting on the pale horse. His name is called death. They are given killed with swords. The wars happen on this world. In their body they put hunger and special sickness. Sicknesses easily strike it. The beasts and the animals easily kill it. And we saw many troubles. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the verse 9 to 11, there is much laboring and toiling in that body, and one only who overcomes it is one who becomes a child of God. According to 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, everything born of God overcome the world. What kind of world? Lusts of the eyes, lusts of the flesh, and the pride of this life. 1 John chapter 2, 14 to 17, indeed they say I crammed them. You too crammed them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I did not cram this, I just knew them. And not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
You
led me in the heavenly journey, in the spiritual transports. We last saw the body of hell and the way to hell, the horrific way. The body of hell and the horrific way to hell. The body of hell called the dead soul. You remember it? For the commander had commanded. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, you will surely die. The command was so broad, never ended just to put us in the body of death. But if we don't align ourselves in this body of death, and we are close the one from heaven, when they remove us without the heavenly body, our spirits, we are given the body of hell. We saw me with you, Psalms 109, 119, verse 96 and below. Is in that body like a bottle put on top of the smoke.
He's
all black as charcoal, and he's asking how many are his days there. And we saw the horrific things which faced and happened on him. We saw that body is very wild. According to Lamentation chapter 4, verse 4 to 7,
it's
like a dry stick which is bent. When the angel of hell gives it to you, you appear as bones packed in a sack. You're all bent without rightful form. And he passes you through the horrific way. The horrific way of hell. That written in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 1 up to 7. Me with you, we studied together there. And it be hard to see the heavenly body. Maybe we begin from there tomorrow. What's the time? Shall we make to the third hour here? Fine. We are to reach. The entire week you are at home.
Hallelujah.
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 So can you be there?
So let me hope we are together. The heavenly body that we get through getting born again in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes. The heavenly body that we get through getting born again in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Kirungi nnyo ekyo mulimu
mulungi oku. Is so good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Na ye tetugenda kumala budde bungi.
But we are not going to take much time.
Mu bakolisi ekisooke sura ya 15.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Bakolisi ekisooke sura ya 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 20 to 22.
He
says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20.
Naye kakano Kristo yazukizibwa mu bafu gwe mwaka ogoluberebere ogwabo abebaka.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Now Christ Jesus was risen from the dead. Where are the dead?
Said,
we all appeared through Adam. He too went close the body which Adam had there. The body of death. He passed through Mary. Yes. And he didn't raise from the dead. He became the first fruit of those who sleep. Those dead and those who sleep. Sure. The dead is the body which returns to the dust. Those who sleep, they are this. There are those who check from the spirit. The spirit checks from the body. Do you see them? If the spirit is not in the body, the body sleeps. Now the one who would have spoken of who sleep, they don't explain him. For one was looking through the body is no more in it. That too is another mystery there. Let's read the next verse.
Abakolinso ekisokesula ya 15 olunyirwa 21.
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 21.
Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Yes.
Kubanga okufa
for death
kwabaawo ku bwa muntu
happened by man. Even resurrection of the dead. It's to come by man. Yes. We all in Adam. We close the body of death. We as the spirit. But in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are risen. When we are risen, we have to be given the heavenly body. And everything creature without the heavenly body, it's not counted among those who rose up. Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, is not a mere prophet as those who have ever been before in the old covenant.
And it's
not just a mere prophet apostle as those who are in the New Testament. And it's none of the prophets, neither Muhammad, neither those to come who will be like him.
Wow.
For this of our death, when they remove from us the heavenly body, as the spirit, we give a body of death. No one has ever come redeem us from them to take us back to heavenly body that will return home in heaven, except Christ Jesus our Lord. I mean what? That these we compare prophets and apostles, including prophet
Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad. That is another. I'm not insulting people. Neither insulting those who worship. Here in Uganda, there is freedom of worship. You are free to even form your idol there, begin worship it. But unto us it will never be God.
Amen.
For ours we know one who is our Father, and the Christ Jesus he sends. It's the way we get eternal life. And explain all like that. You remain behind, do not plead. Someone who remains, they should not plead for anything. That happened in the era of the rebels. If you don't join the rebels, you
will
never get time to make a will. You will be shot immediate. That's why the one who remained should not make any will. If you fail reason in the Christ Jesus, there is no inheritance of heaven. Let's read this verse.
1
Corinthians chapter 15 verse 22.
Kubabonna nga bwe bafiira mu Adamu, era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
For us in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Yes.
Bonna bafiira mu Adam.
All died in Adam. For sin, of wanting to become God, as we eat fruits of tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we died, when we removed from the heavenly body, given the body of death we have on this world, it happened in Adam. But in Christ Jesus, all should be restored the heavenly body to live. The point we reached, stopped speak of our prophets, neither apostles,
that
we have a main reason which is there, which needeth in the world, Adam. Resurrection of those who died in Adam. But they need to raise up in the Christ Jesus our Lord. All those prophets moved to the ground. All we are not able to raise us up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prophet Muhammad waits for Jesus to raise him up. Yes.
Wow.
He's waiting for his coming. Another thing, you come back to marry. The problem, you don't know him. John 1, verse 9 to 14. He was in the world, you never knew him.
You
think of him be like other prophets? No. Are we together? He is one who sent Adam in his image. That's why the other is called the first Adam. Christ Jesus is called the second Adam. In one we died, in the other we are risen up. Right then you'll not tell me. There is a prophet who is to be spoken of in these issues. Except he was sent to explain things of these issues. If it's not this, there's no work there.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are those who say, but why despise your other ministers like that? Here we are on issues of life. Not of rumors and enjoying the preachers. No. We are on the issue of real life.
Amen.
Now, playing as we boost in different prophets and apostles, it's not what we are on to here. We are on life, how it got ruined and how we can align it. Me with you, we agree on that. Even you two had held an axe.
First,
put it down, we get explained things of life. You will hold it after if you'll have ability for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tulina Adam wakulechi.
So we have the first Adam.
Wakulinso ekisokesula ya 15 n'olunyirwana mu 5.
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45.
Era bwekityo kyawandikibwa nti omuntu olubereberi Adamu yafuka omukka omulamu. Adamu owoluvanyuma yafuka omwoyo oguleta obulamu.
And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. Yes.
Adam yasuka.
The first Adam,
he
made a living soul. They gave him a living soul, the heavenly body. Now the heavenly body, it is called the living soul. But after it died, and we ended in this body of death, because the living soul, it is the heavenly body. The dead soul is what ends in the body of hell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the second Adam, he came to restore the living body from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to understand it. That the first Adam became the living soul. They have never said it became a body. No.
A
living soul, do you know it? And
yes,
the glorious heavenly body. That's why you see in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, the verse 6 and 7, he says like this. Genesis chapter 2 and the verse 6.
Naye olufu ne lulinnya okuva mu nsi, ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Verse 7.
Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfufu y'ensi, n'amufuwamu mu nnyindo omukko gw'obulamu omuntu n'afuuka emmeeme ennamu.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes. Man became a living soul. I will tell you how it appears the heavenly body. They have not said he became flesh body. He became a living soul. But by the command that we broke, the commandment we broke in Adam, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, when we eat fruits of tree of knowledge of good and evil, we shall surely die. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, even though we had become the living soul,
if
we had been given the heavenly body, by the commandment in Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17, we ended when we are in death. We are in the body of death. And they removed from us the heavenly body. That's why the explanation of the Holy Spirit, as it brings back the voice of the first Adam, who is not the Adam called Christ. It said, he first lived and is the living soul until the command came and he died. Romans chapter 7, verse 7 up to 12, he says like this. Romans chapter 7, verse 7.
Amateeka kye kibi kitalo. Naye sanditegedde kibi wabula mu mateeka. Kubanga sandimanye kwegomba. Singa amateeka tegayogera nti teweegombanga.
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law has said, you shall not covet. Verse 8.
Naye ekibi we kyalaba we kiyima ne kikolanga munze olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna kubanga wataba mateeka ekibinga kifudde.
But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, worked in me all the manner of covetousness. For without the law, sin was dead. Verse 9.
Nange dda nabanga mulamu awatali mateeka naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja.
For I was alive apart from the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Yes. He too was alive. In Genesis. Genesis. Chapter 2. Verse 6 to 7. He was made a living soul.
When
broke commandments according to Romans 7, verse 7 to 10. Have you heard very well? When the commandment came, sin based in that deceived him and he died. Now one was a living soul, and that is in the body of death. When he died, it didn't mean that the spirit has wanna die. But the body called the living soul, the heavenly body, it's one which dies. And it was changed, given body of death. That's why at the end of this verse, chapter, he said, Romans chapter 7, verse 24 to 25, he thanks the second Adam, Christ Jesus, to come getting from the body of death.
Amen.
We are together. Romans chapter 7 from verse 24. Romans chapter 7 from verse 24.
Nzenga ndi muntu munaku ani alindokola mubiri ogokufa kuno.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Yes.
This is
a wretched man. I've ever been alive. Genesis chapter 2, the verse 6 to 7,
created
me, I'm a living soul, and I had the heavenly body.
But
by the command in Genesis 2, verse 16 to 17, by that command, sin deceived me. That's Genesis chapter
3,
in the verse 1 to 7. He died. He died doing what?
And
Romans 7, verse 7. And to 12,
sin,
based on the command, it deceived him, he died. But he did die as the spirit. He was changed, given a body of death. And he took from him the heavenly body. That's in the Romans 7,
23:24.
He said, "Oh wretched man, I am now.
Who
deliver me from body of death." He thanked the Father who gave the Son, Jesus Christ, come as the second
Adam,
to redeem this
Adam,
all the Adams who will believe. It is me and you.
Amen.
Let's finish that verse. Romans chapter
7,
verse
25. Nebaza Katonda, kubwa Yesu Kristo mukama wafe. Kale bwe kityo nzenze kama magezi ndi muddu wa mateka ga Katonda naye mu mubiri wateka lya kibi.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Yes.
Yebaza Katonda kulwachi.
He thanked God for Christ Jesus.
Adam wokubiri.
The second Adam. He said in the flesh, who is speaking? In this body I entered of death. I serve the law of sin. Not the law which was in the garden, but in the spirit me original. I love the laws of God. Have you understood me well?
But
why he thanked God for the Lord Jesus? And he knew
Adam
we died in him, the first Adam. We have to be risen in the second Adam.
And
the thanks was that I've been delivered from the body of death. For Christ Jesus our Lord.
Who
spoke the wage of sin was death.
It's
not to say that we are going to break down and check from the bodies. We were being changed from the body called the living soul, the heavenly body, to enter the body of this death, flesh with blood, the body of this world.
And if
don't reconcile with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, heavens has failed on us.
But
Christ Jesus, we get born again. We are given the heavenly body again. When you read Romans 6 verse 23, he says like this. Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
Kubanga empera y'ekibi kwe kufa, naye kirabo kya Katonda bwe bulamu obutagwawo mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. Have you heard very well? The wage of sin committed through Adam of wanting to become God, it was death. We entered the body of this death as a spirit or as the inward mind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Christ, to give the wage of aligning ourselves, yes, eternal life through Christ Jesus. Now you will not enter it when you don't have the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Take you a great yearning you to get born again. For in one man called Adam, death reached to all.
That
the body of death to all. We move out with it. Whether you're who, whether who, you need Jesus. Let's leave the things of eating and drinking. They will end. What will get next? You need Jesus. Whether you have a car, whether you have cars, or you have an aeroplane, or you have aeroplanes, or you have buildings, or roads named after you, where they have gathered gold of the world, they will finish. You need Jesus in a special way this time.
Amen.
I don't want to tell you you need him to get gold, or you get silver of this world. I want to get the treasure of the eternal life. I want to restore the heavenly body, that you can inherit heaven. The rest they have been preaching to you,
that
come to Jesus and take it. This time come take life. Come
and
got you the second time. Come and restore the heavenly body. If I inherit heaven, you can inherit all the treasure and riches. For one who rules all and the earth with its fullness is in heaven.
Amen.
And the earth is his footstool. After you inherit it in the heavenly places, these things of this world are very easy. Born again, I don't want to sing with other things, for it will not profit me. I've never been a child who lies, but of God who is of truth. Don't waste your time out there. You climb mountains, get down for food. He said, work for food which reaches eternal life, which the Son of Man gives us.
The gospel
in this revival must have changed, go back to that of the kingdom of heavens. Revival is not falling down.
Restoration
is not to restore all, even the sins. No. Bring them back as they were, as they're supposed to be, as they will be forever and ever. As we ever lived in the heavenly body and we died into that of
death,
we want to be restored in that living body. You understood?
We be
restored as spirits. Even the heavenly body will be given back to be restored to us.
Romans 8
calls it redemption of our bodies. Redemption of our bodies. We don't have it, but
we need
God get them from where they died. He restore life and then give them back to us. If you've not read that, revival in it are many things.
Involve
redemption of our bodies. You know where it is? It is in heaven. They need to restore it to you. Children of men have it not in the world. Those who believe Jesus is Lord and is our Savior, and they confess salvation, cross sides from that of the devils, to come unto the living God the Father, pass through Christ our Lord, and him alone begotten the second time. They are restored to the heavenly body. Things of the other prophets, don't speak of Christ Jesus our Lord, neither of the apostles, and they don't speak of Christ our Lord. They don't do any work on this planet. When we finish that, we go where next? All we've spoken them, and we made hearts get fat. We promised them into the world, but we didn't think of the spirits to be anything. But what profit you eat the world and spirit get lost in hell in the everlasting sufferings? For we didn't preach to you how you can reach in heaven, but we told you how you look for food of this world. That is not going to be the gospel. You go to the local council chairman of the village,
LOC1,
LOC2,
LC3, bagiso
the giso
biso na balala
biso and others RDC.
They
will tell you how you go to till land to farm your, and plant your food. Yes.
Ministry of Finance.
Ministry of Finance speak of the things of business and economics. But most as we hear, we were sent to preach much the kingdom of heavens is at hand. Explain to the entire heavens. The terms and conditions follows to enter there. As the ambassadors of the Most High God, the gospel is so sweet. So sweet.
And actually,
who takes that?
Amen, amen.
May God add you His spirit and the yearning for the best and to discern the precious from the vile.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are still in the fight. Redeem our bodies. Of heaven. Let me read then Romans. Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 23.
Era secho choka na era nafe abaline ibale bereberiye ebyomoyo. Era nafe tusinda munda ya fe. Nga tuli ndirida okufuka abana kwe kununulibwa kw'omwoyo kw'omubiri gwaffe.
And not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, the redemption of our body.
And
not going to become children of the God in heaven till we have the heavenly body. We want to become children, but our heavenly body is not restored. Let me tell you the secret. God is not God of the dead. All who died in Adam is not their God until they first been redeemed. Things of salvation, it's not these stories you hear of. Born again, now it is real salvation. You look to the born again, tell them, you've not yet become a child of God until the body which died through Adam is been restored to you. If you're still among the dead, God is not God of the dead. And we moved when we did not have God. I don't want to go into too much teacher. Let's repeat that verse.
Abalumi esula eyomunana nolinyirwabiri
musatu. Romans chapter 8 verse 23.
Era secho choka na era nafe abaline ibala ebereberye ebyomoyo. Era nafe tusinda munda ya fe nga tulindirira okufuka abana kwe kunulirwa kwa mubiri gwa fe.
And not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, the redemption of our body. We need redemption of the body. Prove we are children of God in heaven. We are still in the body of death. They first restore the heavenly body. My God, have you had revival? The revival and restoration. We
need
restored to be children.
Revived.
Yes. We spirits to be revived. Yes. Become children. But we need to be restored. The heavenly body. We fight, become children.
But
when the body is not redeemed which died in Adam.
Wow.
You know why? God cannot be your God when you're still in the body of death. Not yet close that of heaven. Right now you must be having two bodies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 12, he told you God is not God of the dead. All who died in Adam, before you come get born again in Christ Jesus, you don't have the true God. This is truth. Whether you'll argue, after clothing this body of death, you will understand this very well. Me, I know it's not far to reach upon you. Though you think I'm terrifying you, but it's not me threatening your forefathers in unclothing. Still they unclothed. Duty is about to reach your way. You know the white disease say that we preach a gospel which terrifies people. We have not terrified their forefathers. The God of terror lay hold of them.
Amen.
And Bible says they fell in the hand of him, the Almighty, the hand of terror. We want to run from that when we knew that wrath, how it is. And that's why we warn others in this gospel. Not for terrifying them, but for warning. I don't want you to mean that. The gospel of kingdom of heavens. Speaking of hell and the lake of fire. It's a gospel which terrifies people. You say it. Hindering and stopping. Prevention is better than cure. The truth to prevent you from falling in hell.
It is
better than when shall we get you from there? We don't know. Except on judgment, you'll be taken ahead in lake of fire. Now we preach this gospel to prevent you not to fall in the real terror. Preaching prevents you from HIV and the otherwise sickness in the world. If it's not terrifying you, but warning, even gospel of kingdom of heavens, hell, and the lake of fire is not to terrify you, but to warn you. Sure.
Amen.
This is indeed. It means if the world say we threaten and terrify people, then we should stop warning us of troubles to come our way. They say, wash your hands. Is that threatening and terrifying us? And the riches make us to close gloves as we eat jackfruit that we are not affected by tar. Was that threatening or warning?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But let's leave that for them. This is a work of the local council chairman. LC2, LC3.
The
move to speak to you how you'll keep yourselves against HIV. But we already protected you. For we told you get one woman and you to get your husband. One. That is Christ. He protected us from the sickness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we are in a time of redemption. You've read Romans 8 verse 23. We yearn to become children after redemption of our bodies. That if they are not restored with us, we are found in the body of death. Old time people in the body of death, God is not your God. That is Mark chapter 12.
Marko esura ya 12, olinyo lwa 2 mu mukaga.
Mark chapter 12 verse 26.
Na ye byabafu okuzukizibwa temusomanga mu kitabo kya Musa ku kisaka Katonda bwe yamubuliranga agamba nti nze ndi Katonda wa Ibrahimu era Katonda wa Isaka era Katonda wa Yakobo.
And concerning the dead that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spoke unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham and of God of Isaac and the God of Jacob? Verse 27.
Si Katonda wabafu na ye wabalamu mukyamanyo.
He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly err. Yes. Now if you connect that romance that we read above, verse 8 chapter 8 verse 23, that to become children there has to be redemption of the heavenly bodies and they be restored us to getting born again.
If it's
not that and we are still in the body of death as we come through Adam, we do not have God. He told him, I'm not the God of the late Abraham. Have you read there in Mark 12 26 27?
Said,
I am the God of the late Abraham, Isaac. He told him, I'm God
of Abraham,
Isaac and Jacob, not God of the dead. These two rose up already in the Christ Jesus.
He
was offered from the creation of heavens and earth. Revelation 13 verse 8. Slain from the creation of the heavens and earth. Believed him as Abraham, calling him the word of God. He redeemed them.
We caused
flesh as the word and we believed him. We
too
redeemed us. God is not God of the dead. That's what you may think. God is not of the dead bodies.
And they
think those in the ground? No. The dead.
And
these dead, according to Ephesians 2, they don't have God. That's why in the entire world, we find ourselves. We worship the so-called gods. Yet they didn't create heavens and earth.
And
God lives it because we were dead.
You
say you worship them, God didn't create heaven and earth, they will not live. Those who serve and worship them. But when you know I am there, to become your God, you must appear living. Jesus went to speak a word. I remain appearing to you because you live. Me too, I'm alive. He never appeared to the dead. Have you seen Ephesians 2?
Ephesians 2 is Suleyo Kobiri. No, Lingiri also can.
If
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11.
Kale mujukire ngedda. Ngedda mwe. Abali abamawanga mumubiri. Abakomole bebaita abatakomolebwa. Mumubiri okomolebwa nemikono.
Therefore, remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Verse 12.
Nga mubiro biri mwali nga muli wala ne Kristo, mwali nga muli muboleddwa mu kika kya Isirayiri, era mwali bannaggwanga eri endagaano y'okusuubiza, nga temulina kusuubira, nga temulina Katonda mu nsi.
That at that time you were without Christ, but aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Whether Israelites, all of them, when they intend to get in born again in the sign of circumcision, it should unclothe this body of death. It was a sign. It showed the way they unclothed the body of death. They hold their foreskin and circumcised from that body.
Was
a sign already explained today. But it showed the way you unclothe the body of death you're given, that of heaven. But all who appeared dead as we died in Adam, you are in the world, you don't have God. Everything holds onto you called itself God is not God. But they are the fallen angels who are led by Satan. In Christ alone, I've told you we're risen up in Him, getting born again, is one who restored us. Let's hear the next verse. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13.
Naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu, mwabali ewala edda musembezebwa olw'omusaayi gwa Kristo.
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. That is what takes sin from us. Speak of things of prophets. Through the entire BC, before the birth of Christ on this earth, up to today in AD, after this resurrection of our Lord Jesus, things of prophets to think they are something, or apostles, before telling us how we raise up in the Christ Jesus, there is no work. We're wasting time. Spoke of them, Jeremiah 23, that in the last days, you get to know I did not send those prophets. Any prophet cannot tell us the word of God called the Christ Jesus. He has no work unto God. And they have not given us God. For them too do not have God. Brethren, the redemption of our bodies, the heavenly bodies, I want to take it very important. Those not yet gotten that body, they have no proof to be children of God. For God is not God of the dead. He is God of the living. And He came begot us the second time, the Christ Jesus of our Lord. He said, let the dead go bury their own dead. And knew those who came among in this world, is came among the dead. Those close the body of death. Those who need Him to redeem them. Needs to revive us as spirits. And
he
needs to restore the heavenly body. Through getting born again. That's why in the world, there's no one called a Christian.
Okay.
We have a group of those called Christians. But the true Christians,
born again Christians,
they are called the born again Christians. If that is not added on, you are on the things of your Christianity, meaning those anointed, which we don't know whose anointing is that.
But
those attached on what born again Christians, the ones with the anointing of getting born again. We have our brethren, they call themselves Christians. We have those of Christo.
The Catholics.
The Catholics. They call themselves that. We have even those Christians, Anglicans. In the world, there's even a group of people called Christians.
Born again Christians.
But the born again Christians, those who indeed understand it, the way they get born again, they are the true born again Christians. They are we. It is you out there who got to understand it.
those out in the entire world understood what it means to get born again. Not just we immerse us in water. No. Jesus reached here, he said, these people you see here, they have no God.
Peter,
you've come introduce you to God. But I first revive your spirits. Yes. I revive them. I take sin from them by my blood.
And
I need to restore toward the other body, redeem your bodies. After redeeming, he told them, let the dead God bury their own dead. You are not counted anymore in the group of the dead. We are in Matthew chapter 8, verse 21.
Omuyigirizwa we omulala namugamba nti mukama wange soko ndeke ngende nzike kitange.
And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father.
Olinyolwa biri mwebiri.
Verse 22.
Ne Yesu namugamba nti yita nange.
But Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead. Yes. He told him, let the dead, the moving dead, bury their fellow dead, those who are unclothed. Jesus has reached on this world. We do not have God. He also reminded us, Matthew 23, and the verse 9, don't have any other father on this earth. Your father is one in heaven. Our brethren in religion, I say no. God does not give birth. How can he say we is our father? For still you've never heard him. He is not God of the dead. Simple. One who came remind you, urge you against him. You
think
every birthing needs a woman or a man. Maybe it's you who impregnates the banana plants in your home area and they give birth. Even the sugar cane plants. But we find they have begotten little ones. And we say they gave birth. God shall give in birth as God needs. Any time to impregnate. But we call him our father, for he's the porter. He formed our spirits. Now for spirits sinning, and they appear to have sin, yet the wage of sin is death. We ended in the body of death. God with you never be our God. Until sin has been taken from our spirits, by the blood of Jesus, speak better words. Never take sin when it's not spoken better words. Instead of death, it speaks life. Right there we can be redeemed. And we go return to the Lord. Christ was on this world. He said, now you see, no one can come to my Father except they pass through me. Not just passing through him physically. No. He had to birth you the second time. The first was where? It's not of your mother and your father. The first was that where you became the living soul. Now in that death, let me leave that. It's for tomorrow. Where we shall see how we get born again. In the rivers of water flowing through baptism in Christ Jesus. But the truth, brethren, the journey of redemption of our heavenly bodies
Our
Lord has told you in Matthew chapter 8, verse 21 and 22, the dead had to go bury their own dead. But what he was meaning,
that
all the apostles, he had already given them a chance of getting born again, to be restored the heavenly body.
Nicodemus, we are so
Nicodemus, when he moved to go to him, he told him, you cannot even see the kingdom of God, neither to enter it, except you've gotten born again. You need to get born again. He said, if it's not that, it's possible you even to enter it. For the reason the flesh and blood you are in, the body of death, never inherit the kingdom of heaven. And there is a heavenly body, and still there is the earthly body. Let's move from playing with the gospel. The gospel is life.
Amen.
Eternal life. In John chapter 3, verse 3, he says this. John chapter 3 and verse 3.
Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, dala dala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwa kubiri, tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He told him the truth.
About
Nicodemus, as he came to him, John 3 verse 1 or 2, no one can do these signs when they come from God, speak of miracle and signs. He told him all that, put aside, but they will pass away. But the problem, if you don't get born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, still you will not enter it. Yeah. He came speaking. He said, all boys will finish them. But I told you, Matthew 7:21, many will come. Our Lord, Master, we cast demons, raise the dead, we preach the gospel. Depart from me, I've never known you. You did do my Father what he wills. Father wants all us to be saved.
You
reach the knowledge of all truth, which involves getting born again. In the John 3, the verse 1 to 2, he came to speak of miracles and signs. He told him, you, those you are into, they will finish. But if you don't get born again, you person, I speak to you,
please,
you are in of, take it the finger of God. After they will finish, your spirit will not see the kingdom of heaven.
You'll
pass away. Still you'll buy cars, still you'll build houses, still you've built, stored money in a bank account. Thank you for being a wise man and a woman. Prepare inheritance for children. But inheritance of your spirit, where is it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Satan hates me. Don't you see it? For he knows it. They preach the kingdom of heavens. For those who hate us, do we insult and abuse them? So far we've come here, we've insulted who? We are preaching heaven. But that's why I tell you, this is not a fight of flesh with blood, me with you, but darkness fight with light. Life and destruction, they are in a war.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read John as we conclude today. John chapter 3 from verse 1.
Awaliwo omuntu omufalisayo nti awaliwo omuntu Obumba Farisayo, erinya lye Nikodemo, omwami mu Buyudaya.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Verse 2.
Oyonajja jali ekiro namugamba nti Rabbi, tumanyi nti oli muyigiriza eyava eri Katonda, kubanga tewali muntu ayinza okukola obubonero buno bw'okola ggwe wabula Katonda ng'ali naye.
The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Verse 3.
Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, ddala ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Yes. Tell him you are speaking. No one does the miracles. You are praising me, I'm teacher. Let me tell you, things of the kingdom, if you don't get born again, almost finish them. And here you want signs, you want miracles. All balls you will see them. And you do even greater works. But if you don't get born again, you know, if they baptized you out there and you didn't know what it meant, it means what I'm preaching to you today. If you went to swim,
it's
the time you get baptized and onto resurrection.
Amen.
You know, you went, the pastors took you to swim. And you came out, they tell you are born again. Just like that. Others, you swam in the rivers flowing. Others, in the swamps and the cisterns of your pastors and ministers. You came out, we are born again. You. We've risen up. God then born again, risen up. But you don't know how you get to raise up. What happens exactly? The eternal resurrection to be restored the heavenly body. It differs with resurrection of body of death. For the body of death, those we raise them back. We just bring, restore life back to them. That in the blood. And we bring back the spirit. That which had gone, it comes back to its body. But the resurrection of the dead falls, restore the heavenly body. This resurrection which happens, the dead person has come. And you pray for them, stand up.
Miracles
happen on this body of death. The life in the blood. Genesis 9 verse 4. It's what we put back in that body. And the spirit which has gone, you call angel of death, bring that body back to its body. The spirit back to its body. If it's given angel Michael who take it to heaven, we speak to him, bring it back. The spirit of the sinner that's in the hands of death, if he's still in the hands of death, you bring it back. But if he handed it over to angel of hell, you don't bring it back. Not everywhere we move that we are raising people back to life. You first know who has the spirit of this person. Are we together? You are born again, you do things. Jesus rose the dead. He rose how many dead? There are those he considered, looked to them and he said, no, this one is a gone case. He passed away. He saw another angel of death bring back that spirit back. But that he saw in the angel of hell. He just passed aside, he moves ahead. When he sees that the angel Gabriel, they take it to heaven like that of Lazarus. He was lifted by angels. Angel Gabriel, first bring that one back. He's there to show my glory.
Amen.
You tell me of houses of professional sinners where Jesus went to raise the dead there. You say all they had faith. Let we speak this first. So the born again. We don't just raise the dead like that. The things of resurrection raise the of the miracle. No. That we be careful of it.
But
resurrection restored heavenly body, we preach to you today. Every day you need to know that. Let's read verse 4. John chapter 3, verse 4.
Nikodemo n'amugamba nti omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bw'abanga mukadde. Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa.
Nikodemo said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He got a problem there.
Hello,
go back to the womb. How can he be born again? You would have asked him, sir. This is getting born again. When was the first birth? He thought he's getting born by a woman. But he told him, getting born of the water and the spirit. Remember that what we are there in the Genesis. The mist rose up and the rivers flowed. He formed. Getting born of water just as it was. Let's begin from there tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.